Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
What's up, everybody? We have such a good show for you.
We talked a lot about school, where kids are at.
That's right.
And so much more. But first, let's talk about magnesium breakthrough.
You know, if there's one mineral you should be worried about not getting enough of, it's magnesium.
Magnesium is the body's master mineral, powerful over 300 critical reactions, including detoxification, fat metabolism, energy, even digestion is influenced by the presence of magnesium.
That's right. But the good news is that when you do get all seven critical forms of magnesium, pretty much every function in your body gets upgraded from your brain to your sleep, which is true.
Magnesium is naturally calming. Did you know that?
Yeah.
If you're having anxiety,
Dr. Drew's been saying that. He says it's a good thing to take to go to bed.
Yeah.
So Bio Optimizers calls this product Magnesium Breakthrough, and they're running a special promotion for you at biooptimizers.com/FCOL. That's biooptimizers.com/FCOL. You can get an additional 10% off from the normal package price with coupon FCOL10. And here's the deal. The guys who make it are so confident that you're going to like it that they'll give you all your money back if you don't. That's awesome. Can't go wrong with that.
No.
Make sure to go to this special website because it's the only place for you to get access to this amazing discount. This magnesium breakthrough promotion is only while quantities last at biooptimizers.com/FCOL. That's biooptimizers.com/FCOL.
Corolla Drinks fans, 2021 has arrived, and our mission from here on out is to make up for the miserable year that was 2020. The Corolla Family Barbecue was canceled, Mangria bar crawls were off the table, and any and all new products we wanted to roll out were put on hold. This year, that all changes. Case Club members from last year can look forward to a better Corolla Family Barbecue with more food, more booze, and more special musical guests. Plus, a signed bottle of Adam's new whiskey, 818 Rye. The barbecue is sold out, but if you decide to stay in this most exclusive club, or you're a first-time buyer, we're happy to announce the Mangria Bar Crawl is back. That's right. The Friday before the barbecue will be packed with buses, booze, Lynette, and your favorite lackeys. This Corolla family weekend will be one you'll never forget. For the 3 and 6-pack tiers, we've got you covered. Along with your shipment, you'll receive a New Year Fixed Everything t-shirt featuring Adam amongst the rubble of the City of Angels. For more info on 818 Rye and the Wine Club tiers, head to CorollaDrinks.com and help us make 2021 a year to remember.
Show.
Yes.
We're in our studio, our bigger studio. We can spread out.
Yes. We don't feel like we're in an egg carton.
Yes. Puts me in a better mood. I don't know about you,
Stephanie. We don't feel like we're packed like in a crate ready to be shipped somewhere.
We feel like real broadcasters.
This is a real goddamn show.
That's right, bitches.
But first of all, let's say hello. A warm hello to all of our people that pay the big bucks.
Yeah, let's say
hi. The big goddamn dollars.
That's right.
For us to say their names, such as Amanda Crittenden and Casey Howell.
Those two are out of trouble, finally.
Yes.
Finally. Yes. But I can't tell you they're at a disclosed location.
No, I think you're thinking of those two are nice girls.
Those two are nice girls.
It's Missy Schaefer and Gabby Fonseca.
Right.
For Christ's sake.
There's two of them.
Yep. Sarah Stefano.
Very good girl. She doesn't get in any trouble.
Nope. Leslie Wyckoff. Love her.
Leslie?
Do you know that Leslie's been paying the big bucks since day one of Patreon?
Really?
Never heard from her. She's not in our Facebook group. Don't know who she is. I know nothing about her, but I see her name paying the big bucks, so she gets a shout out. She's never complained.
Well, I hope she's okay.
Alicia
Escalante.
Aaron, who dis?
Liz Williamson, she of the like 900 kids.
Oh, right.
Give one back.
Yeah.
You have too many. You have way too many.
That's right.
Some people have none.
That's right.
What are you doing hoarding all the kids? Athena Ginchard.
Our new pal.
Athena. She's adorable.
Yeah.
Works at a makeup counter. Always, her makeup is always on fleek.
Uh-huh.
I think she works at Chanel or Mac. No, I think.
Is she local, by the way?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
Where do you live, Athena? Tell us,
give us your address.
Yeah.
We'll announce it next
Mother's,
week.
Yes, exactly. And your pin. Julia Guglia. She's new.
Hi, Julia.
Polly, Mrs. Butterworth.
Where's our cookies?
Ginger Cornejo.
What's up, Ginger?
Dina Ramirez. Carrie is so very bitchy. She can't shake that
no,
reputation.
She can't.
Valerie Fenway Park. Hit it out of the park. Kelly Luther Vandross.
Don't.
Hiro Yamashita.
Hi, Hiro.
Krista, get the strap. Colleen Skater Girl. Stephanie Stinker Rinker. Ishan Vajpayee.
Bow chicka bow bow.
Rebecca Lubin. Kelly Brandt. She
is your aunt.
And
definitely.
She's got a Tic Tac.
That's right.
Or a Mentos.
Right.
If she's a more modern man.
Yeah, she
aunt.
Is. Yeah.
Andy Ray.
Andy Ray
May Ames. Her Ames is true. Angie Saldivar. Miss you, girl. Michelle McKibben.
Oh, Michelle.
And Amy Cunn. All right. I was telling you before, right before we went on air,
right.
And then I was like, why am I wasting all this
yes,
gold?
Yes.
So I realized right before we sat down to record, mm-hmm. I was like, oh, shit, I'm a mom.
Right.
Where are my kids?
Just you didn't check.
Where are my kids at?
Where are my kids at?
Where are my kids? I have a lot of kids.
Uh-huh.
Hard to keep track of all of
them
at once.
I know you do. I know.
So one of them – okay. So one of them – this is too long a story, so I will not tell it. But so LB was at her friend's – in her bubble.
Right.
At her friend's house.
Mm-hmm.
Even though there was a COVID – outbreak.
Right. Yeah,
yeah.
You told me.
I told you. She did not get COVID.
Right.
Some of the friends did. And then there was a long period of quarantine and everybody got tested multiple times and everybody's over it.
Nice.
The kids. That's but
good.
LB never got it. And the reason I think LB never got it, I'm pretty sure LB had it.
Uh-huh.
You know, you can have these bubbles. And listen, I know that there's people out there like, told you so. How you feeling now, bitch?
Really?
How's your parenting now? Yeah, because I'm sure there are people who have listened to us and been like,
they
bubble
be
schmubble.
Right.
These people are playing with fire.
Right.
And yeah, we did the best we could. And, you know.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you did. Of course. You did what you did.
One set of parents got it and now they're fine.
Mm-hmm.
But but anyway, I think that LB had it before the shutdown happened last March.
Uh-huh.
Before school shut down, she had this really bad cold.
Okay.
And she was – and for her, she almost never gets sick. Really, since she was a baby, since she was like a couple years old, she really doesn't get sick very often.
That's good. That's nice.
And when she gets sick – it's really like a couple days.
Mm-hmm.
Like she almost never is what she's one of those kids that almost never has a sore throat. She never has a fever.
Mm-hmm.
So this cold was really out of the ordinary for her.
Mm-hmm.
We knew of Corona at the time, but it was kind of a joke.
Yeah.
It was like what you say when somebody coughs and you go, oh, you got that coronavirus?
Yeah, totally.
So that was at that time.
That brief stage in time.
And then it went really fast.
Right.
All of a sudden, it was like, oh, shit, schools are closing down.
Right.
That's crazy, right?
It
all happened fast. Well, right before that happened, LB got this cold that she got a fever,
mm-hmm.
which I was like, wow, that's just so weird. So she was home from school for a couple days.
Nobody in your house got it. None of the other kids had it?
Nope.
Wow.
But again, LB was like, I can't account for it, but LB is one of those kids and was at the time, you know, she hadn't been in school that long and she had a ton of homework. She
mm-hmm.
spent a lot of time in her room,
mm-hmm.
like came home. But then again, yeah, I drove her to school every day.
Right.
I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe she didn't have it. But
no, but it's true. I mean, there's people that just one person in the household gets it. Nobody
right.
else does. It's
yeah.
crazy.
So I don't know. But she did have this bad cold that turned into a cough. And then she went to school because the fever was gone. And we were not thinking corona.
Right.
Nobody was thinking that. I don't think we really even knew it was here.
Right.
Until all of a sudden everyone was like, oh, it's here.
Right.
So went to school and then was coughing so much that some kid was like, moved away from her, his seat, and she called me and said, can you come get me?
Mm.
Like, nobody wants to be around me. I feel better, but I have this cough.
Yeah.
So she was home a total of like 4 days from school, which is highly unusual for her. And then she was fine. Okay, so but when her friends had COVID, she was like – and they were all talking about their symptoms and the loss of taste and smell. And she said, Mom, you know, I lost my taste and smell. Like almost a year ago, like whenever
right.
it was when I had it. And I said, oh, well, what made you think of that? And she's like, because it wasn't ever something I was thinking about.
Right.
She's like, but I remember going to eat some candy, like some sour gummy bears or something, and thinking, I can't taste this.
Uh-huh.
And then she's like, but I just figured it was because of congestion or because I had
right.
a cold.
Oh.
She goes, I didn't put it together.
Right.
That like, oh my God, I lost my sense of taste. It just was like, I guess this is my cold symptom.
Right. Because that does happen when you have a cold sometimes.
Right, right.
Yeah.
But she said, but I do remember distinctly mm-hmm. thinking this is weird. I can't taste this.
Wow.
So I think she had it.
Yeah.
And that's why I think she was the one of her friends that didn't get it.
Ah. Should see if she's
we
got
– she had multiple tests. I should give her
the antibody. Yeah.
But and maybe in younger people, the antibodies last a really long time. Who knows?
Right.
So she wasn't because anyway, it doesn't really matter. But the point is that now everybody's better
right.
and no one's positive anymore. And they've all been everybody's been tested a million times. And she anyway, and she quarantined after she was exposed and was in her
right.
room for 10 days.
Right.
We all tested. Everybody was negative. But
right.
anyway, the point is. So now they're just starting to get together again.
Uh-huh.
So she went to her friend's house, now we are back to really just a couple of girls and now they've all had it. So they're
yeah.
not going to give it to her. And anyway, but last night I was so tired and I'm sure you know this feeling. And I was like, okay, but I didn't want her to sleep there.
Mm-hmm.
So I had told her she had to come home, but then I was like, oh, now I have to go pick her up.
Yeah.
Or John does.
Right.
And then I had that thing of like, I got to monitor, like, okay, I need to go to bed. And I was like, well, what time do you want to come home?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, well, you got to tell dad. And then I was like, you can't fall asleep because someone has to go get her. And then she texted right before I fell asleep and said, I got to ride home.
Oh, isn't that so,
then,
so nice?
Yes, but
the
then I was like,
feeling.
Somebody needs to stay up and make sure that she, because the door's locked and she doesn't
right.
have her keys,
uh-huh.
so she can get in the house.
Right.
I was like, I want to go to sleep so bad and not think about where my kids are.
Right.
Meanwhile, Sadie has her one friend that mm-hmm. she's seen consistently.
Mm-hmm.
And so she slept over at that girl's house last night. So when
nice.
I got here to
yeah.
work this morning, I said to you, okay, I had this thing this morning. I was like, okay, where's everybody? Okay, mm-hmm. Elby's here. Oh, Sadie is not home.
Right.
And then when I got here, I was like, oh, I got to reach out.
You're
to
missing one.
I'm missing one. John's probably fast asleep.
Right.
So I was like, oh, I got to text this mom and just say, hey, I'm going to be at work for a few hours.
Right.
In case somebody needs to pick Sadie. You don't want to be that
yeah,
mom that's like, oh, do I have a kid?
Right.
Oh, she's with you?
Oh, yeah.
Have a great day. So I texted her and was like, hey, I'm going to be at work for a couple hours, but
right.
don't want you to think the kids
right.
are stranded. If you need Sadie picked up before like 12, just have her text John. John can come get her.
Mm-hmm.
And then she texted back. And this is like, this is the text that you want to get.
Yes.
From another parent.
Lay it on me.
She texted back, hi, they're asleep. We're going to have lunch and the mall later.
Oh, the best.
And I just wrote back, ha, yay, she'll be thrilled.
That is the best. That's nothing better. You know, it's so weird because Natalia, who's constantly, can you bring me here and take me here and drop us off there and do this here and do this that and pick me, take me, buy me, drain me, drive me constantly, right? And I'm at some point I always go, well, where is so-and-so's mom?
Right.
How come I'm always driving this kid around? You and this kid, the kid's always at my house. Where's the mom? And by the way, I love the moms. But seriously, I feel like it's either me or Olga that are driving this her little bubble constant. Where's the other two moms? And Natalia hates that more than anything. I mean, and I remember when my mother would like not want to meet the other parents or not social. I hated it. But I couldn't stop myself because I really want to know where's the mom. Like, okay, bitch, I know you're working from home. Like, I know where you are.
Right.
Okay. But anyway, and she was like, Mom, they drive us everywhere all the time. You're the one that barely drives us anywhere. You
what?
Barely do anything. I was like, oh, really?
Oh, no, she
yes.
didn't.
Yes. And but again, like, I remember being the kid going, like, embarrassed because my mom was the Italian that didn't speak English and didn't want to, like, mix with the other moms. And I remember, but I'm not that way. You know what I mean? Like,
of course not.
They were going to have their, the other, so Natalia's got her two girlfriends, right?
Mm-hmm.
Those two moms and me, one of them was going to have a little Valentine's outside get together with just our families, just us three. But I was going to do it. I was going to go. It was Friday night or whatever. And then they canceled it because the weather was too crazy and too windy or something, too cold. But, you know, I was like, hey, don't tell me I don't socialize. I'm on my way on Friday night to go have the little, you know, social gather, you know. But, mm-hmm. So I'm always thinking, like, I would just love – because when they spend the night at my house, they're not only spending the night, but they're spending the afternoon and probably up until, like, 5 o'clock. If it's on the weekend, sometimes over until Sunday, you know, because what else do they got going on? So they're at my house all weekend. And when they're at my house all weekend, guess what? They get fed all weekend. And then they get taken somewhere by somebody, whether it's on a drive, whether it's to drop off at the town center, whatever
right,
it
right,
is.
Right.
They're getting taken and carted around by me pretty much on the weekends. So I'm always like, come on, help a sister out. But I get like, I guess like what these moms will do is they'll go, we're going to go to the snow one day, and then they'll take them. Like, they'll go on a outing for a whole day, which happens, like, every other month, maybe, you know.
Right.
Or we're going to go down to Newport Beach, and we're going to – I would love to get the text going. Like, I'm going to come pick up the girls on a Saturday afternoon, and I'm going to take them to the mall. Like, that would be amazing. And, you know, I mean, I'm not complaining. They do their thing, but – it is nice when you get that text that says, you know, lunch and then mall.
Yeah. Ugh. Like, I got them.
Ah.
Like, and also, it's twofold. Because one of the folds is that, okay, Sadie's, she's not going like, yeah, we have a day.
Right.
We have our day. So whenever you want to get her, be great. Okay, we'll
right.
wait till 12.
Right.
Can you come get her right after?
Right.
But the second thing is that then Sadie feels like she had a good weekend. Like,
yes.
you know, it's hard. These kids, and I know everybody's feeling this, but the kids' mental health, the isolation of having the idea of them spending some time with a friend being almost foreign at this point. It's like a special thing and not just a normal thing. That the kids' normal life without pre-pandemic was like, of course they'd be with their friends all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Now everything is closed to them. They can't go to an amusement park. They can't
right.
go to a restaurant. They
right.
can't go do – they can't go bowling. They can't go to the movies. They can't
exactly.
do any – they can't go to parties. They can't do anything that they did before.
Right.
And even just – being with friends,
mm-hmm.
you know, if they go to a mall, they go to an outdoor mall and walk around with masks on. And like
right.
everything is so changed for them
right.
that any sense of normalcy, I'm grateful for.
I know.
Any sense of Sadie feeling like over the weekend she saw a friend and
right.
spent the night and walked around at a mall is like, oh, my God, I'm so grateful
right.
that she just had a normal weekend.
Right. I know.
And then it's just not more loneliness.
I know. I hear you.
And that it fills their cup back up a little bit. Like,
yeah,
you know,
totally.
They go into the week not feeling like, oh, the weekend was just more of the freaking same.
Right.
Because my kids' lives have become so much sameness.
Oh, I was just telling somebody the other day, it's Groundhog Day every day.
Yeah.
Like they wake up, they get online, and then by 1 o'clock, school's over, and then they don't – and then it's like, well, what are you guys going to do the rest of the day? Like,
yep.
What are you going to do? Like, get your homework done, then what? You know, it sucks. You know, we got a survey from the school district, and mm-hmm. that wanted – did you get one? Because I know
we
there
have
was
a
couple
school districts.
I know we do. That, but there's another school district, the Las Virgenes.
Mm-hmm.
They got the same thing, basically saying it. Fourth quarter, would you guys be interested in sending your kids? It was just one question.
Well, LAUSD, we got that a while ago.
Yeah, you did.
And I said yes, I would send her back. But the issue for LB is that the program that LB's in, she takes two AP courses.
Mm-hmm.
Remember back when I was like, oh my God, should she be taking this course? You know, now it's just like, that's just par for the course. She, you know,
right.
has hard classes.
Right.
Well, the problem is that if they go back in a hybrid situation, they can't – every kid can't have their classes with their teachers.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't –
Why?
In LB's,
they can't
– Because I don't think that they can – because they are going to be limited to how many kids can be there
uh-huh.
and how many days a week –
Mm-hmm.
Like they're going to be there.
Right.
They said their schedules are very much subject to change.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think that the type of program LB's in, it would be a good idea for her to change classes or change.
Right.
She's in a program where they have to take these certain classes to.
Yeah. Right.
To finish this program. So unless they can make it so that she has the same teacher, the same class. I don't know if it would be good for her. I think it might be better for her to finish online mm-hmm. and then start in the fall.
Well, I'm wondering if they do some sort of thing where if, you know, I guess – so they sent the survey. I love it because I got to do it twice. Yes and yes. Mm-hmm. Yes and. But I'm wondering if so certain parents don't send their kids back, maybe that's going to lighten the load a little bit and they can figure out, okay, how many kids are coming back. And how many kids are still going to stay from home?
That's true.
Or something. And maybe that makes a difference. I don't know.
Let's do an ad.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to – and then remind me, I want to tell you a conversation I had with both of my kids about school.
Okay.
About going back to school.
Okay.
But speaking of school, literati. Mm-hmm. Listen.
I love this. I sent this to Anthony, my nephew who's got a 3-year-old and – Samantha, his wife, loved it when it came, and she reads these books with little Riley, and Riley loves books. And these are like a subscription book club that sends 5 beautiful children's books to the door each month, and she loves them, and she for her to get a little package in the mail, too, it's exciting. It's a nice service.
Same, total same thing. I sent it to my brother and sister-in-law
right?
for their 2 kids.
Yeah.
And she was raving.
Mm-hmm.
I think I told you this. We did this ad once before, and I told you that she texted me, and she was like, oh, my God, mm-hmm. I've already got my neighbor signed up. Like, we yeah. love it so much.
Yes, it is. It's a great thing. And you can pick which age. You know, you can tell, obviously, they have their gift subscriptions are available for 1, 3, 6, or 12 months of books. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And, they also have every month you'll get a box of 5 expertly chosen kids books with themes like mystery, adventure, STEM, and history. These are soul-enriching books, and they're adorable. And it's a great way to keep the holiday magic going through 2021, whether you're gifting a niece or a grandson or a friend's child or your own. So go to literati.com/FCOL for 25% off your first 2 orders and pick your kids book club today. Remember, no one else has kids books clubs like this. Only at literati.com/FCOL can you get 25% off your first 2 orders. And receive 5 incredible kids books curated by experts delivered right to your door every month. That's literati.com/FCOL.
Also, Third Love.
Oh, my God. Third Love.
OMGs. OMGs. I am not lying right now. Kaylin, am I wearing a
third? Don't flash, Kaylin.
Can you see my
third? Oh, she's done it before. It's okay.
I'm just showing him the bra strap.
You've shown me many Third Love bras over the years. Yes, that is. I can confirm that's one of them.
I'm wearing the lacy Totally.
Okay. Can I, full disclosure, and mm-hmm. Third Love loves us, so yeah. I can't, I'm not going to get in trouble for this.
Yeah.
Okay. So my COVID-19 pounds I've gained, I started busting out of some of my bras, but luckily a couple of my Third Love bras are like the most forgiving.
Yeah. Totally.
Bras are kind of stretchy on the stretchy side,
yes.
You might say.
Yeah.
So one of them is, in case you're looking for something that's like right. I'm saying, the lacy bra. It's like a lacy kind of plungy bra.
Right.
But it's great for like t-shirts. It's got a nice little molded mm-hmm. cup in there. Mm-hmm. So it's just the same as if you're wearing a – like so now I feel like I'm wearing a fancy bra in
yeah.
case you're looking at my bra strap. But it's still super comfortable like their t-shirt
I know.
Bras.
Right. Oh, the 24/7 t-shirt bra. I have like three of them. I love them. Wear them all the time.
Yeah.
You guys know how much we love Third Love.
Mm-hmm.
You can also – you can talk to a fit finder. They have a fit finder quiz and they can help you find the right size.
Yeah, they have a fit specialist if you want. Mm-hmm. They also have half cup sizes, which I don't know who else has that. You're not going to find that at like the
no,
department
you're not.
Store.
That's for sure.
Also, they have a brand new collection. It's the Ombre Mesh. And this is a collection worth obsessing over. It's like a throwback look with a modern feel. It's silky, it's layered mesh, and it gets the vintage treatment in their timeless new collection. So check that out.
That's nice.
We're obsessed with our Third Love bra. If you haven't tried it, this is an offer for you. Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone. And right now they're offering our listeners 20% off their first order. So if you haven't tried Third Love, go to thirdlove.com/FCOL right now and find your perfect fitting bra and get 20% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/FCOL for 20% off.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. So I yesterday,
mm-hmm.
you know what? Before we started the show, you were like, what are we going to talk about today? And I was like, I don't know. And now I realize
I just wrote down something for Friday show.
I've had a full weekend.
Uh-huh.
I went crazy.
Yeah.
So I haven't seen my brother and sister-in-law since Thanksgiving.
Right.
And they live in Santa Clarita, but somehow that always seems so far to me.
It is far because that
it's
traffic
like
on that freeway.
Minutes. Yeah, I know, but it's not
it's
really
hike.
That far.
Yeah.
But okay, they never listen to this show, so I'll tell you this. The problem has been up until now that mm-hmm. I love seeing my brother and my sister-in-law, but our kids, it's been not super fun for the kids
mm-hmm.
because the age difference in the kids is great enough that
right when they're younger,
it's not a treat for my kids,
right?
Because their kids are just a bit younger.
Yeah.
So my kids, especially LB, it's like the difference between LB and their kids.
Mm-hmm.
So their kids are like 3 years younger and 5 years younger than my kids.
Uh-huh.
But over the pandemic, Xander started really getting close to his cousin Beckett,
uh-huh.
who's 3 years younger. And they've been playing Fortnite and they're like actually really getting along. Like they spend – and in fact, it's so cute – because sometimes Xander's actual friends his own age mm-hmm. want to play. And he's like, well, I'm playing with Beckett right now.
Aww,
like I'm having
so
fun
cute.
With my cousin.
Yeah.
And he's even told me one of his friends who's always wanting to play Fortnite. He's like, Beckett and I don't love playing with him because he gets really bossy. And Beckett and I want to do this. But he
uh-huh.
always wants to do this. I don't know. Some
right.
Fortnite land
yeah.
that
yeah.
I don't understand.
Yeah. Being creative land. Yeah.
The other kid wants to do this or he wants to go here. And he's like, and Beckett and I are like, well, we want this gun. And
right,
we want
right,
to do this
right,
thing.
Right.
And this guy wants to get this other gun and he wants
silly
to get
Stephanie,
a
you
Molotov
get to
cocktail.
Pick your gun.
Right.
Right. Okay.
The other kid gets super bossy apparently in Fortnite.
Right.
And so anyway, mm-hmm. yesterday, Xander, my sister-in-law or my brother texted me and he was like, hey, so Beckett is asking if Xander can come over. Like, would you be interested? How do you feel about that?
Right.
We could all wear masks.
Right.
Maybe this is – anyway, so I was like, Xander, are you saying you want to go over to see Beckett? And he was like, yeah, do you think we could? So anyway, we didn't go that day. That was 2 days ago. But then I was like, well, let's – maybe we'll just do it tomorrow. I had uh-huh. no plans yesterday.
Right.
So yesterday, went over for a few hours. It was – I mean,
I'm sure everybody else who actually spends time with their family is like, yeah, duh.
Right.
But for me, it seemed like a big deal.
Totally.
Right? I was like,
I agree.
How's that going to work? Right. Am I just going to?
It's attractive in your brain.
Like, it's not Thanksgiving.
I can't wait till next year.
We'll see them in November.
Right.
What's the hurry? But I was like, you know what? Why not? So I was like, I came over and like we ordered lunch and the kids had a great time. And then so my brother, Michael, mm-hmm. and my sister-in-law is Raquel. So Michael and Raquel were having these other friends that are also my friends. They're our same friends that we have Thanksgiving with every uh-huh. year. And they were like, oh, these two are coming over, but not until like 3 o'clock. Mm-hmm. So we were going to come from like 12 to 3, mm-hmm. and then those two and their kid were going to come.
Okay.
And they are super mask conscious. Like, mm-hmm. they wear two masks. She was wearing two masks. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I don't want to be here when they're right. – I don't want to make them feel uncomfortable right. like there's too many people in the house.
Right.
So we came over, and then they had their fun. And then it was up at 3 o'clock. They hadn't – so we were there till like 3:30. And then their friends came over, and so I just stayed just to say hi. And uh-huh. they were like, but my brother and sister-in-law have a big house. So
right.
we were kind of really spread apart. Mm-hmm. And then they were going to watch this thing. Have you heard of this guy called Magic for Humans? His name's like – everybody's going to know what I'm talking about. I'd never heard of this before.
I never heard of it.
His name is like Justin Wilt.
Does he have like a Netflix show?
Yes.
Where he like kind of like interviews people on the
– Yes.
Yeah, I think I watched a few episodes of that guy.
Yes. So there's a guy who's super popular. Mm-hmm. Just Google Magic for Humans and so we can say the guy's name. Mm-hmm. So it turns out that Michael and Rocky were going to be bought – the guy was doing a – special.
Uh-huh.
Like a Zoom show.
Oh.
His name's Justin Willman.
Justin Willman. Okay. I'd never heard of this. Xander mm-hmm. had totally heard of it. Mm-hmm. They have all watched the show and all the kids were really excited about this Zoom show.
Right.
This guy's making a killing. It's $25 to join. It was an hour long show.
Uh-huh.
And there were like almost 1,000 people.
And it's on the internet?
On the internet. So you buy
oh,
your
wow.
ticket to see the Zoom show, and then we logged on, and it was interactive. It wasn't even a webinar.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he had all the people's
That's
Zooms
what I love.
And, like, could
I
interview
love...
families and bring up families.
I love when these kinds of things are born out of COVID, you know? Like, these people that can make a living figured out their talents and figured out in a way to build a little cottage industry for themselves. I love it.
I know.
Love it.
I know. I was like, this guy's a freaking genius. Because
yeah.
we figured it out and we're like, this guy's making like $25,000 for
wow.
an hour-long show.
Wow.
And if he does them, I think he was doing – there was multiple showings that day.
Mm-hmm.
He was doing like three shows
oh
yesterday
my God.
And then
he
there were –
making a killing.
During the week. Mm-hmm. So anyway, Xander was like, Mom, can we stay for the show? So I asked everybody if it was okay. And they were like, yes. Just – we were all wearing masks.
Right.
We never took off our masks the whole day.
Mm-hmm.
And it was totally fine.
Mm-hmm.
And then – so it ended up being like this really great afternoon. Like lunch with my brother and sister. It was like – almost felt like normalcy.
Yeah.
Except that we were wearing a mask all day.
Right.
But who
right.
cares?
Who cares? Right.
And then so then they all watched the show and it was really – it was very cute.
I
like,
love
it's like
that.
A family friendly
– Right.
But the guy had kind of a dry sense of humor. Like
– Yeah. So what does he
kind
do?
Kind of was funny to adults.
Right.
He's like any of those magicians that you see on like America's Got Talent that are
I
really
guess.
Good
uh-huh.
that are like
uh-huh.
like – it's a mixture. It's like card tricks, but it's also just like, you know,
illusions
and,
right.
and but then also mixed with like being funny
mm-hmm.
and interviewing people
mm-hmm.
and getting the crowd involved and doing little different tricks.
Right.
It
that's
was like
awesome.
Really cute.
That is.
Great way to pass the afternoon.
Where was Sadie? Was she there? No.
No. So Sadie, no, because Xander made plans with his cousin.
Yeah.
Sadie wasn't part of it.
Right.
So and then Sadie was going to her friend's house, the one friend she's had consistently through this whole thing.
Uh-huh.
And that's who, and then she ended up asking if she wasn't going to even spend the night. And then she ended up texting me later and saying, can I sleep here?
Right.
So I was like juggling.
Right. Right.
I was gone. So then John drove Sadie to her friend's house and then
mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Oh, we went to her friend's house, and I was like, oh, my God, everybody's having a weekend.
Oh, that's so nice. Isn't that nice? Such a great feeling. You were going to tell us about—
Real quick before you do, just speaking of magicians,
yeah,
I have to recommend this movie on Hulu. It's called In and of Itself.
I've heard of this.
It's a filmed stage performance where the guy performed like 600 shows in New York, and he like edits them all together, and it's like the most amazing live performance I've seen. Yeah, and where the one you're talking about is kind of like lighthearted and jokey, this one is magic mixed with like deep emotional like poetry type thing, and it's just unbelievable. Everyone that's seen
David
it is
David Blaney. Kinda.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. totally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, wow. Somebody on Facebook was like, I saw In and of Itself, and all I can say is my mind is blown. My life has changed. You have to go watch it immediately. And I was like, oh, okay.
Right.
But then I didn't.
Right.
Because I was watching MTV's Are You the One?
So you liked it?
Yes, I loved it, and I've not heard one bad thing about it. All the guys here saw it. They all liked it. I talked about it on the Water Cooler podcast, and then all the fans wrote in saying it was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's just incredible.
So it's a special on Hulu?
Yeah.
So it's a special. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's awesome. You know, you were going to tell us about the kids and their opinions of going back to school.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Okay. So on my way to my brother's, well, never miss an opportunity to also tell a story about that, something that I did.
Yeah.
So on the way there, I had just Xander in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but before this, I had talked to Sadie and I said, hey, so, you know, it's looking like I can't imagine that school is not going to go back in the fall.
Right.
It's amazing that, like, they will have been home almost an entire year.
I know.
And
crazy.
If you consider, even if they go back in the spring, they were out for the second half of last school year. Mm-hmm. So they will have been out at least an entire year, if not longer, an entire school year.
Totally.
So I said to Sadie, and she said, we were talking about the fact that it's just not all bad because being home.
Mm-hmm.
Because at a certain point, you sort of get used to like, I realize that my life has gotten so much simpler.
Oh, yes, for sure.
The hitting the ground running in the morning, the making lunches, I haven't made lunch.
I know. Isn't that the best feeling?
No. I haven't made lunch in like a year.
Yeah.
I don't even think about it.
Right.
I have very little Tupperware in my house anymore.
Right.
I used to have drawers full of those individual plastic containers. Those
where they're missing a top. Yeah.
Remember when, before this happened, I had just ordered backups of all of those little polyurethane, I think they're called lunch bags, because my kids refused to eat the hot lunch.
Right.
So it was constant buy, and then they would leave their lunch things
bags
somewhere.
Right.
And I'd be so mad because each one of them costs like $12.
Yes.
And so then I just ordered a bunch of them off of Amazon, and I had backups for days.
Yeah.
Brand new ones. Never used them again.
Crazy.
I'm like, they don't have to get up in the morning. They don't have to get dressed. I don't have to deal with their sour attitudes in
the
car.
Yeah.
I don't have to deal with I hate school every day.
Right.
I mean, they're irritated about school and about homework, but not
But you don't have to hear it because you're not stuck in traffic listening to them on
and
the way.
Every day. I mean, you heard – I was thinking back to how much I obsessed about like the right school for them because, you know, and this kid and this one's a distraction and this one's bullying them and this, you know.
Right.
And this is not the right environment. And then everybody was like, you got to change schools for your kids. And then I go through all the trouble of finally breaking out of the school they were in that wasn't the right fit.
Right.
Move Sadie's schools. She lasted 1 week and then the schools shut down.
I know.
And now she's so used to being home.
Yeah.
And Sadie said to me, yeah, like, I said, well, how do you feel about that? And she's like, well, I kind of like being home.
Yeah.
And I was like, really?
Mm-hmm.
Because Elby doesn't.
Right.
Elby wants to go back to school. But Sadie, I was like, do you remember when you begged me to be homeschooled?
That's right.
And basically, you fished your wish.
Oh, my God.
You're homeschooled. She goes, yeah, but it's a lot more work than I hear homeschool is. And I was like, listen, if you had legitimately been homeschooled,
yeah,
you're not going to be in some like
loosey-goosey homeschool situation right. where I'm making up the curriculum right. and we're going to museums.
Right.
I was like, you'd be homeschooled. You'd be just doing online school.
Totally.
That's that's what homeschool would look like for you.
Right.
It's not going to be, hey, let's do a treasure hunt around a duck pond to learn about the cycle of ducks. Right. No, fuck that.
Totally.
Mom's not going to be your teacher. You're going to have a teacher. It's just going to be online. That's right. what homeschool. You're just right. going to do school, but right. from home.
Right.
So basically, that's what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, oh.
Yeah. I know.
She did picture it going down a little differently.
Right.
Because do you remember a couple years ago when I told you that Sadie and Xander, before middle school ever started, fifth grade, mm-hmm. came to me crying and asked if they could please be homeschooled? And no.
Right. Over my dead
body. And they were
body.
Like, one of our friends is getting homeschooled, and we knew you were going to say no, but we really, really want to be homeschooled, uh-huh. and here's all of our reasons. And I was like, no.
Right. I mean, I do think that the kids are, at least, Natalia wants to go back. Sonny, not so much. And I think for him, it's lazy. It's also, I think he's got a little social anxiety now because of being separated from friends for so long. I don't think, you know.
So does Sadie.
Right. And Natalia even, you know, Brittany noticed it so Natalia's been seeing Brittany, and Brittany said to me, you know, Natalia said to me, Sonny is actually, she said it was very insightful of Natalia that Sonny is, she's worried about him because he is interacting with adults. He comes here on Wednesdays. He does his podcast. I mean, he does his thing, but he's not interacting with his teens and his peers. And so therefore he's not his like sense of humor is kind of off and like maybe way above their, you know, his friend's age, you know, kind of thing. And
yep.
so he's not getting told like, hey, that's not funny or, you know, what are you talking about or what? He's not being brought down to his level of where he should be socially.
Okay.
You know, and it's true. I mean, I can see that, you know. And one thing, though, is that Adam, you know, I was like, he needs to exercise. He needs to do something. And Adam's like, well, I'll teach him boxing. So like at night, they've been doing this little one-on-one boxing. And I'm like, that's fine, but he needs to be around peers. And then during the boxing, I guess Sonny said he wanted to do improv. So that's good. But now I don't know. Is improv in a session? Are they doing it on Zoom?
Zoom.
See, that's the problem. I mean, I'm wondering – you know, we had an improv teacher that came here for a while and worked with us after hours. All mm-hmm. the guys here, me,
right.
and Sonny and Natalia did it.
And wasn't one of the problems that Ray wouldn't do it?
Oh, that was Ray. We invited Ray, but
right.
Adam kept telling Ray for years. They were co-hosts on their show, and Adam kept telling Ray, take some improv. Finally, after years, he got like one lesson in and then like got rid of the teacher because he didn't like it or something. And Adam right. was like, so what happened? Oh, so you just dropped it. Now you're not going back to it. So anyway, it led to Adam firing Ray. But that's a long story.
It's interesting that he wouldn't.
He just wouldn't.
I mean, I understand because I hate improv.
I know.
With a passion,
I do, too.
With a burning passion.
Burning. My dad put me in improv, I remember, like someplace in Studio City on Ventura Boulevard, and I hated it because everybody was good-looking and intimidating. Like, you know what I mean? They were, like, all struggling actors and actresses in
right.
their teenage years, and I hated it.
Improv is a certain personality type
yes.
in my mind loves improv.
Totally.
And it's that personality type is extremely outgoing,
mm-hmm.
very confident.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And loves to like sort of an undisciplined
right.
version of like not to have to actually craft
anything, right, yeah. Uh-huh.
You know, they like it when it's just, hey, we just make it up as we go along. And they
right.
love doing accents and
right.
impressions. And,
right.
You know,
usually well-rounded, you know. Yeah, totally.
I never liked it. I hated it so much. And it created so much anxiety in me.
Me too. I hated it.
Though my least favorite thing was anytime you were going to be put on the spot or put yourself on the spot – it was like getting a shot at the doctors. If you uh-huh. did freeze tag, so freeze tag is this game where people start a scene mm-hmm. and then they're acting out this scene, whatever they make up. Let's mm-hmm. just say they're fixing a car and right. then they go free. Then somebody in the all the rest of the improvisers uh-huh. line up behind these two people doing the scene or three, whatever. And somebody has to go freeze. Mm-hmm. And then you go and take the place of one person and you have to create a brand new scene.
Right.
And pretend like, oh, we're not fixing a car. We're grave diggers.
Right.
Hey, keep digging this grave. Like, whatever.
Right.
Who in their right mind is going to be the one to yell freeze?
I know.
Like, now you better come up with some shit that's real yes. funny because people are having a great time laughing along with this scene.
Totally.
You better make it better.
Right.
And I was
right.
like, what?
And there's usually like five people up there. And then, you know, if then four out of you yell freeze and you haven't, now you feel like a jackass because
yes.
you're like, oh, God, it's my turn. Now everybody's waiting for me to yell freeze. Like,
And you're always like, what if your joke? Or what if the thing you say just quiets the entire room?
Right.
You're like, oh, we're at Lens Crafters.
Yes.
Oh, I'm making your glasses. And everyone's like, huh?
Uh-huh. Like, yeah, because they were rolling along so well. And now you're like, it's all right. The pressure's on you.
Right.
Because you're the last jackass that hasn't yelled free.
Right. At least like with stand-up comedy, like I was doing a written routine.
Right.
And I was very into not doing a lot of crowd work.
Uh-huh.
You know, it was like, here's my jokes.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't really rely on the audience.
Right.
You know,
right.
I mean, obviously I want them to laugh and be on my side.
Right.
And of course, if they're laughing and on my side, I might make some comments. You know, I could improvise.
Yeah.
But I'm not going out there to improvise. I'm not just winging it.
I know.
I'm not just like, hey, I'm sure I'll come up with some funny shit.
Right.
No, absolutely not.
Right.
I'm like, what if I don't? Well, guess what? I have some jokes written.
Right.
For that possibility.
Totally.
And improv, that's a little frowned upon. You can't be like, well, I can't think of a good freeze position, but I do have this thing that I wrote ahead
right.
of time.
Never mind that, but listen to this. It's so funny. It's true. I'm always just amazed. You know, I have to Adam's credit, like Adam and Jimmy, these guys, because they came from radio, I think. They never did stand up. They never had to write and act. But yet like Jimmy does, it's good for his job because he came from radio. Like the fact that Adam does Adam's Unprepared, where he takes like a ping pong ball out of the mixer, and somebody in the audience writes one word, you know, like Alexander. And then he's got to do this whole thing, this whole bit on what he can't complain or whatever it is, whatever the thing, bacon,
right.
whatever it is.
Right.
He's got to go into his angle on it. And I can't even and then make the audience laugh. Like that's definitely a skill. And I think that he was just born. I don't think that's something that, I mean, you do radio, I guess, and it gets better and better and you own it. But then after that, like, I think you either got that in you or you don't. Like, you know what I mean? Even Howard Stern, for the most part, when you hear him say something funny, it's because the writers in the back are typing it up and putting it on the screen, you know, right in real time. So it's tough. Like, I can't even imagine. But
I mean, I do think that there's a certain amount of like our show is improvised.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes we have topics that we know we're going to talk about. We certainly
right.
haven't written down
right.
jokes.
Right.
But the difference is we're not expected to be funny.
Right.
If we're funny, then that's a bonus.
Right.
But we're not advertising ourselves as like a stand up. Like,
yeah.
It's going to be a nonstop raucous hour of
right.
laughter.
Right.
Sometimes
and
it's
we have,
serious.
Don't have an audience except for Kalen.
Right. So there's no pressure.
And you can't even tell if he's smiling or not because he's got a mask on.
We need to do
speaking
another
Speaking of Kalen.
Ad. Speaking of nonstop laughter,
yeah,
Best Fiends
Ooh.
Is a really fun puzzle game.
Totally
which
fun.
Will make you laugh, especially if you're competing
mm-hmm.
with your friend co-host.
Right.
For levels.
Okay, well, I'm finally at 1,500 even.
I'm over 1,700.
Nice.
And this is because, Lynette, I set aside time. I'm disciplined about my Best Fiends. You know? If you're really
yeah.
committed and you
yeah.
take the time, you set aside time every day.
While you're waiting for the dentist. Well, you know, I would do it when I would sit in the car line to pick the kids up. But now, you know, I guess I should be a little more. But
I play it before bed.
Yeah. Yeah.
To help myself get ready for bed. It's really fun. It's a great way to blow off steam. It's a top-rated mobile puzzle adventure game.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives you hours of fun and gameplay that doesn't get old because there are thousands of new levels, plus new content and events are added all the time.
Oh, I love the events. Yeah, it's constantly refreshed. It's always keeping it fresh, which I love.
Yeah. My favorite thing about playing Best Fiends is just how I feel when I get to another level.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's like sometimes you haven't accomplished anything
totally.
All day, but
yeah,
you're like,
yeah.
I just hit a new level.
High five.
Yes, girl. Yeah. So listen, Best Fiends is really fun. It's going to keep you busy. It's going to keep your kids busy.
Definitely.
Get the kids playing it. It's free to download.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Play with your friends.
Yeah. So download Best Fiends free today on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's Friends without the R, Best Fiends.
Also, do you own or rent your home?
I do.
Well, I bet it can be hard work.
It is.
You know what's easy?
What?
Bundling policies with Geico. Bet you didn't see that coming.
Mm-mm.
Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. And it's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your house, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com. That's geico.com.
So I told you how Sadie felt about
right.
going back to school.
Right.
And then I was like, okay, but you've been home for so long. Don't you think it will be nice to, like, see friends
mm-hmm.
at school?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, She's like, Sunny. She's
right.
like, she has social anxiety. She likes being in her home environment.
Right.
She doesn't love sleepovers. She does it
same
once in a
same.
While. Mm-hmm. She doesn't like to.
Right.
She likes her own bed. She likes her environment.
Right.
And she was like, but I like that I can just get up in the morning, like right before I have to log on to school, and I can just like go get, we buy all these Starbucks coffee in a
uh-huh.
the glass jar.
Yes.
Starbucks.
Yeah.
She's like, and go get myself like my Starbucks and then like,
settle
you know,
in. Right.
Settle
mm-hmm.
in and like mm-hmm. in my pajamas and.
Right.
And I was like, yeah, I understand.
Yeah,
and then
I
secretly
know.
I was like, I do too.
Right.
So then I asked Xander
mm-hmm.
when we were on our way to the in-laws. Not the
all
in-laws,
that way.
To my brother's.
On that long trek.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we are going to be in the car for a couple days.
Right.
You know? So the thing that's so funny is it is not that far.
I know.
Honestly, I think it would be way farther to go to your house than
probably,
to go to.
Probably, yeah. It's for sure.
It's like 25 minutes.
I know.
And there was no traffic.
Right.
It's pretty easy.
Yeah.
But, and Xander was like, I didn't get car sick. I'm like, yeah, bitch, because it was 25 minutes.
Right.
It wasn't that far.
Right.
Anyway, but we both have that in our head. That
right.
This is going to be a pretty big deal.
Yes.
Pack a bag.
Yeah.
You know.
Snacks. Get water. Did you get water?
Load up. So I asked him, I said, yeah. So I was talking to Sadie and I said, and she's not that excited to like go back to in-person school. I was like, but how do you feel? I would imagine like,
mm-hmm.
and he's like, you know, I don't know. Like, I feel kind of mixed on it.
Yeah.
He said, because I, on the one hand, like, it would be nice to meet some of these kids that I've kind of become friends with online.
Right.
Like, it would be nice to see people.
Mm-hmm.
He said, but on the other hand, he's like, one thing I really like about doing school at home, and I think this is maybe more for elementary, middle school age. He's like, the kids that are really obnoxious
mm-hmm.
and huge distractions don't get to be. Like, you know how a lot of – he's like, because they will just shut down the chat.
Right.
Or, like, they'll mute the person.
Right.
If somebody's being really bad,
right,
the teachers don't have to deal with it.
Yeah.
And so it doesn't bring down the whole class. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, I used to hear a lot of complaining about – you know, the old school they went to,
mm-hmm.
there were just a lot of problem kids. Not
right.
necessarily their fault, not a lot of ways to deal with discipline in the classroom. The
mm-hmm.
teachers weren't really prepared for kids coming from a lot of bad environments
right.
and a lot of, you know, all coming together in this one school. A lot of kids that I used to complain to you that just didn't care
mm-hmm.
and sort of celebrated getting an F. And the teachers couldn't keep any sense of discipline.
Right.
So even if this is a better school,
mm-hmm.
still like a public charter
yeah.
school or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is that they just don't have to deal with
Mm-hmm. The troublemakers.
So they get to actually learn from the teachers.
Yeah.
And if they want to do extra work, like my kids go to the online tutoring all the time.
Uh-huh.
So if they don't understand something during the class, they go to the tutoring.
Yeah.
And
same.
Xander was just like, it's like a lot sort of calmer.
Right. I could see that.
Because
yeah,
there's just not that many distractions. He goes, I find it almost a little easier to learn.
Right.
He goes, but yeah, socially, like, uh-huh, I'd like to see friends.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And have
totally
sort of a life.
Yeah.
But it was interesting that I thought he would be raring to go back.
Right.
But, you know, that he was like,
It's nice that he had the insight to see the difference.
But then I told him, and this is not for everybody else, and this is unfortunately you have the bad situation of this,
mm-hmm,
but I said to him, I was like, you know, the one good thing for you guys is seventh grade was literally like the worst year of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And seventh grade is like a terrible throwaway year.
I know.
Crazy, yeah, middle school.
Right. Right.
Awful. The kids are still really immature.
Right.
You
but
know,
they're trying to be mature, like the big kid. Yes.
Right. And I was like, if you're going to have to miss any year, I'm glad you missed seventh grade.
That's true.
And then you get to go back to your school as an eighth grader.
Right. That's true.
Big man, yeah, on campus.
Yeah. Whereas my kids are, it's their first year of high school.
That's, I know. I was like, missing. I'm glad it's not your first year of high school. That, yeah, sucks.
Yeah, it does. I really, they need to go back. They really do. And
now they're going back a couple days a week, right? Already.
They did that for a week. They did some week.
Oh, and
thing.
Then they didn't want to do it?
No. They were like, It was for kids that have the IEP,
right,
IPA.
Right.
They opened it up to if you want to do it. And I said, just do it for a week. And they're like, all right. They did it for a week. And then it was Thanksgiving. And then that was that.
Oh, that was a while ago then.
Yeah, it was a while ago. Yeah. That was it. And by the way, spoiler alert, no other kids went back either.
So really?
Not really. It was like two or three. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. But like,
oh, so then it was just them together.
I mean, at the time, there was a little more, but they started dropping off, mm-hmm, as more kids dropped off. It's like, why bother to move yourself from home to the campus when you're doing the same thing at home?
Right.
What's the difference?
Oh, right.
The difference is you got like an assistant teacher walking around to,
right,
help you.
Right.
Yes. But so they went back to being home. But here's the other thing is they said in the survey, don't forget if the kids do go, if your kid does go back to school, they still have to wear the mask and they still have to social distance. And I'm like, social distance with teenagers? How are you guys going to regulate that shit?
It just sounds horrible
to me. I feel like that's going to go out the window immediately, right?
Well, or otherwise they're going to have all these monitors walking around like they're not allowed to have lunch. They're going to have to sit at their desk and have lunch. Like, you know what? Just fucking wait until the fall. By July, supposedly, according to Biden,
mm-hmm,
and CNN, everyone's supposed to be vaccinated, hope that wants to be, hopefully by July.
Yeah.
So let's just go back in August or September,
right,
when we normally go back to school and not have to.
Right.
I mean, I'm sure they'll still have to wear a mask,
mm-hmm,
but like hopefully they won't have to totally socially distance and they can have a normal lunch.
Yes.
Especially at Elby's school, they sit outside.
Right, of course. Like our schools, California, most kids go outside and eat. Yeah. I mean,
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I'm trying to just take this one day at a time.
Right.
After I told you that LB's friends got COVID,
mm-hmm,
all the moms freaked out. Like,
right,
we all were like, holy shit. Okay. Well, then what happened was, what happened? One of the kids that we were, all of us moms were like, you know, there was this one kid that, when I say that they were always getting together, they were having gatherings outside.
Mm-hmm.
So they were going to this one friend's house and they were hanging out outside in his backyard.
Right.
They weren't indoors. So it's not like they were having parties or, mm-hmm, you know, but there was one kid who had been, his behavior had not really changed even early on when we were all like locked down,
mm-hmm,
at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
I was always hearing about this one kid. Let's call him Paul.
Uh-huh. That's between y'all.
And Paul seemed to like be totally free to like do whatever.
Uh-huh.
He was always like, and he has an older brother.
Right.
I think the older brother was driving him around places. And then Elby would tell me like, oh, Paul's at this place or that place. And I was like, what?
Like, we're all literally supposed to be home in our houses.
Mm-hmm.
And he's out with his friends and, like
– right.
And then he would sometimes call Elby and be like, I want to stop – like, let me stop by. We'll hang out outside. And one time John – he wasn't wearing a mask and they were sitting kind of – Elby was wearing a mask and I was like, I don't know about this kid's behavior.
Yeah.
But he's part of a bigger friend group.
Mm-hmm.
He was hanging out with all the kids.
Mm-hmm.
He was part of this larger – slightly larger group of like right. 7 or 8 kids that were hanging out outside at
right.
the one kid's house. Well, you know, they're not wearing masks. They start to feel comfortable. They've been with each other all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And they stop – they their guard comes down and they're hanging out without masks but – thinking we're in a bubble,
mm-hmm.
like these are the same
yes.
kids they see all the time, yeah. and they're outside, we feel safe.
Right.
Well, the one, Paul's older brother, got COVID. And so did Paul. And so after they'd been together, it had turned out that they'd been hanging out without masks.
Right.
You know?
Turns out, yeah.
And so the rest of them got it. Not LB, not all of them, but a few
right.
of them got it.
Right.
And then LB had hung out with two of the kids that ended up testing positive, LB had been with, but she never got it.
Uh-huh.
But of course, now I'm more paranoid than the other parents because they're like, well, now their kids have had it.
I know.
But we all agreed that like this bubble needs to shrink down
yeah.
to just now the kids who had it.
Just bubble wrap
LB,
now at this
bubble
point.
Wrap the shit out mm-hmm. of these kids.
Right.
And like this, people are like not, even though now Paul had it.
Mm-hmm.
But now I just feel like, well, I don't know. Like, can people get it again? I don't know what the
right.
science is. So it's like we're all kind of feeling like, look, the vaccines are on the way. Help
right.
is on the way.
Yes.
We need to just behave
right.
very carefully
yes.
for the next couple of months and get through this.
Did any of the parents, any of the other moms get it?
So Elby's BFF,
mm-hmm.
yeah, she got it and her parents got it.
Uh-huh.
But no one else's parents got it.
Wow, see, it's so interesting. And you know the mom's, like, taking care of the kid and stuff. I mean, I'm sure they're probably...
Well, these kids are now older teenagers, so the one mom was, like, her daughter, as soon as she found out she'd tested positive, was, like, in her room, door shut.
Right.
Like...
Right.
People bought her food, mm-hmm. left it outside her door. Mm-hmm. She used her own bathroom the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
you know, everybody yeah. else stayed away, and no
right.
one else got it.
Huh. Yeah, I mean, either... I mean, I'm wondering, like, if I don't know. I guess it depends on everybody as an individual. But I'm just curious, like, yeah. And the other thing is I'm curious if can you get it again? But I don't know because it's like a virus, right? I mean, it's a virus, obviously. But it's like when you get the flu. Do you get the flu twice? I don't know. I don't think so.
I mean, I feel like there are so many variations on
right.
the flu.
Yeah.
I mean, I got the flu after having got – I got the flu. This was like 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I'd gotten the flu shot that year.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I was so mad. And then they say, well, if you get the flu shot, if you do get the flu, it should be much milder. Oh, no. I had a horrible flu.
Mm-hmm. And then you wonder about this variant. Then there's that.
Right. Then you're like, is the UK one the same –
right.
Like, is it a totally different strain? I mean, because now they're saying some vaccines work on
right.
that on the regular mm-hmm. COVID and the UK version, and mm-hmm. some of them don't work on this other. I don't know.
I know. And also, like, if you already had COVID-19 and you had the antibodies, then is the variant the same? I mean, it's
right.
not
does
then.
That protect you
right.
against like the UK or the
right.
one that is easier to? I don't know.
Yeah.
I think. Listen, I'm going to be like, oh, here's my hypothesis.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think though that you probably are safe from a lot because I haven't. Anybody that I know that had it did not get it again.
Right. Me too.
So if that's the case,
right.
You got to figure that people that had it are being even less careful.
Right.
Because
I know
they
somebody.
Know they
yeah.
had it.
Mm-hmm.
So if none of those people who are now probably, let's just guess, being a little less careful.
Right.
If those people never – I don't know anybody who got it twice. Do you?
No. Mm-mm. No.
So it's obviously not a common thing to get it
right.
twice. I'm
right.
sure it can happen.
Right.
But it's not common.
Yeah. I also – my friend that has a little brother, he's like, I don't know, 25 or 26, him and his fiance drove to like Phoenix to volunteer which you could have done here, but I guess you have to continue being on that website constantly, constantly. I guess they have to travel for her in-laws, something. So they wanted to get the vaccine. In order to get the vaccine at that age, you have to volunteer a certain amount of hours. So they actually drove to Phoenix and they spent like 10 a.m. one morning until, I don't know, they spent like 24 hours at this one site volunteering back and forth. And then they got the COVID shot. They got the vaccine.
So for Patreon, mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you a pretty funny vaccine story.
Oh.
That I thought about it. I was like, can I tell you this on the regular show? And I decided while we were talking, I was like, no, it has to be Patreon.
Oh. Okay.
So join Patreon if you want to hear about people being fishy about the vaccine.
Okay.
But you know what? Our show is over. Like, way over.
Way over.
And before we go, how about a shout out for our people that pay the big bucks, mm-hmm. like Liz Elsasser, who's uh-huh. promoting her son Zach's business. He's a drum teacher. The website is Zachary, Z-A-C-H-A-R-Y, Elsasser, ElSasser.com. He can help. I'm thinking about signing Xander up.
Oh, that's a good
idea. Online drum lessons, although we don't have a drum set.
Yeah.
But he could probably teach you before you get
a drum
set, right?
You could get drumsticks and you can get a little drum pad that drummers practice on.
I think that's kind of a cool idea of something mm-hmm. to do with your kids. Anyway, he teaches all levels and all genres of music. And so check out his website. Also, our friend Colleen Saldana, she is a marriage and family therapist.
Ah.
Listen, a lot of you assholes need therapy.
Totally.
Face it. Let's face it.
Everybody.
You need to be in California. She works with any California residents. She does telehealth. She also will meet you in person if you're looking for that and you live in Orange County. She works with adults and teens who mm-hmm. struggle with depression, relationships. You understand what therapists do.
Right.
She wants to help you. Email her at insight@ Colleen Saldana, Colleen and then Saldana.com, or look up her ad on
That's
Psychology
nice.
Today. Also, let's do Ulysses is doing a shout out for one of our listeners, Brooke Webb, mm-hmm. asked him to do a shout out for her nonprofit called The Love Project with two V's. It's located in Denver, Colorado, and they're a food bank sprung up on Brooke's porch, which supports families from her neighborhood school.
Oh,
remember this? They feed
that.
Around 200 people.
Really?
Every 2 weeks.
What is it?
It's
love
the
that.
Love Project. It's love with two V's, mm-hmm. theloveproject.com.
Okay.
And click on the donate button. And they're providing fresh food, including milk, eggs, meat, and produce, along with a high-quality hygiene box. They spend $100 per family per month, and they really need help with funding to keep the project going.
Oh, I love that.
That's so
sweet.
Thank
you, Brooke, and thank you, Ulysses.
Yeah. And then Ashley Marriott, speaking of COVID and people that need help, Ashley Marriott started a Move It Mask little project. Product.
Uh-huh.
It's a mask. It's super soft.
Uh-huh.
It wraps all the way around your face.
Love
like
it.
Like a ninja. I gave you, you
yes.
got a bunch of them.
Uh-huh. Natalia wore it at volleyball. She
oh,
loves
good.
It.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
And this is what's so cool about these. They double as a headband.
Uh-huh.
So if you don't need it to cover your face, you just pull it up.
Right.
And it's like a cool hairband.
Yes.
So it go anyway, they're really cool.
Really
go
cute.
To moveitmask.com and use the code FCOL all through February, and it's buy one, get one free. And then there's Basic Becky is our t-shirt maker. She designs t-shirts. She's got all sorts of really fun ones over Christmas. My mm-hmm. favorite one was one that she had that said, there's some hoes in this house.
I love that. I saw somebody posted a picture of themselves on Facebook with one of her t-shirts and said, thank you.
Yeah, she makes all different kinds. You can get raglan t-shirts, you know, the baseball tees mm-hmm. and really soft tees. And anyway, go to justbasicbecky.com. Or Basic Becky on Facebook. And don't forget about the Bittersweet Life podcast. If you've lived overseas, or if you've thought about moving overseas, or if you just like cool guests and
yeah.
fun girls doing a podcast, check out the Bittersweet Life. You will love this show. And let's just do one more podcast. BS in Education. That's
a
comedy
a
podcast
idea.
Hosted by two teachers. They don't say their real names because they talk shit, Mrs. B and Mrs. W, and they really, you know,
yeah,
tell you everything.
They give you
BS in Education podcast. Check them out. Anyway, that's it.
All right. Thanks, Kaylin. Thank you, everybody. We love you.
You're a parent now.
Don't F it up.
Support for this podcast comes from Pluto TV. Need an escape? Drop into Pluto TV for a world of free TV. Stream hundreds of channels and thousands of movies and shows all for free. Yeah, free. No subscriptions, no fees. Imagine 24/7 channels of Narcos, CSI, Star Trek, Survivor, and everything else from hit movies to binge-worthy TV shows, the latest news, live sports, comedy, and more. What are you waiting for? Download the free Pluto TV app for Android, iPhone, Roku, and Fire TV and start streaming now. Pluto TV. Drop in, watch free.
Let me tell you about Geico. Do you own or rent your home?
Yes.
Yeah. And I bet it can be hard work, but you know what's easy is bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. And it's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com.